Good morning and welcome to Redeemer. We're glad you're here to join us today. Let me remind you that Holy Communion will be part of our worship later, and I invite you to get elements ready there in your home to use as we celebrate Holy Communion. Thanks to Bill Neumeyer, who is our videographer today, while Amanda is out still recovering from her surgery. I have heard from her this morning, and she does have some pain, but she's getting around a little bit and moving better, and so we continue to keep her in our prayers. I'll remind you that when Amanda does come back, she will be starting her internship among us, so at that point she will go from being just Amanda to being Vicar Amanda. So please remember and keep that in your minds as we move forward. I'll remind you also that we have midweek Vespers this Wednesday at 7 p.m. We invite you to join us this same way to be online with us as we celebrate and worship God with Vespers. Finally, I'll remind you that we do have some more photography for our pictorial directory that began last spring and has been on hiatus all this time. We have families that still need to have their pictures made, and some open slots. If you have not been able to sign up yet, please contact us and we can help you with that. And I think that's all I need to say, so let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us, and in your Spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for planting in us the seed of your word. By your Holy Spirit, help us to receive it with joy and live according to it and grow in faith and hope and love through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. It's time for our children's message, and you might be able to see that I brought an umbrella, and here we go. All right. I'm bringing an umbrella because I was getting rained on right here in the middle of church. Now, that might seem like a strange thing to say, but if you listen to our first scripture reading today, it talks about how God's love and blessings just pour down on us all the time, like the rains do when it's raining outside. If it's raining outside and you're outside, you get wet all over. And do you know what? God's blessings pour down on us just that same way. There are so many good things God does in our lives, and that's what we're celebrating today. But here's the thing. There are a lot of people who don't think it's right to open up an umbrella inside. And Mr. Bill Neumeier's right behind that camera shaking his head at me. No, you're not supposed to open up an umbrella inside. And there could be lots of people, if you ask your parents and stuff, there could be lots of people who were just shocked that I opened up this umbrella, surprised that I opened up this umbrella. But you know what we should be surprised at? We should be surprised at how much God loves us and how God's blessings, there's so many of them, and God loves us so much and gives us these blessings all the time. So today, don't think about how I opened up an umbrella inside. You can think about how wonderful God is, that God loves us so much and blesses us so much. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for your love for us, which never ends. Thank you for all your blessings to us every day. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. A reading from Isaiah. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it spring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, let my heart be good soil, open to the seed of your word. Lord, let my heart be good soil, where love can grow and peace is understood. When my heart is hard, break the stone away. When my heart is cold, warm it with the day. When my heart is lost, lead me on your way. Lord, let my heart, Lord, let my heart, Lord, let my heart be good soil. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. A mother had been sick in bed for several days, so her daughter decided to make her some hot tea to make her feel better. The six-year-old brought the tea into the room, and she waited as her mother drank it so that she could be properly congratulated for her good deed. Her mother drank the tea and praised her daughter, saying, "I didn't know you knew how to make tea." "Oh, well, I made it just like you do, Mommy," replied the girl. "First, I took the tea leaves and put them in the pot and then boiled them. And then I strained them," she went on. "Well, what did you use to strain them?" the mother asked. "Oh," replied the girl, "I couldn't find the strainer, so I just used the fly swatter." Sensing that she had said something wrong, the daughter tried to put her mother at ease and said, "Oh, but not the new fly swatter. I use the old one." Sometimes, even when you try to do good, it turns out bad. There was a story that appeared in the newspapers sometime back about a mother of eight in Maryland. She had been visiting next door, and returning to her living room, she saw her five youngest children huddled in the center of the floor on her new carpet, very much involved with something wiggly and squirmy. On closer examination, and to her total dismay, she discovered that the children were gathered around a family of skunks. In her horror, she screamed, "Run, children, run!" Whereupon each child grabbed a skunk and ran. Sometimes, even when you try to do good, it turns out bad. And sometimes it's just going to be bad no matter what. We know what that's like. So often our days are bad. So often things we can't control seem to rule the day. And then so often things seem to get worse from there. So often, so terribly often, what we hoped would turn out for the good instead turns out for the bad. We enjoy the tea only to find out how it was strained. And when we try to flee, we find ourselves running with skunks. That's not how it is with God. Listen again to the words from Isaiah. "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Did you hear it? God's word accomplishes that for which he purposes it. And God's word is full of grace and goodness for us. So much so that when we see it, we burst into song, and even the trees of the field clap their hands. God brings forth good days. God brings forth the best times. But the best part is right there at the very end. Instead of the thorn shall come the cypress, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. Don't you see? In the midst of our strained tea running with skunks world, God changes things. God's word enters our lives, and all the trials and troubles and difficulties we had and we experience, God takes those. And in their place, God sends beauty and peace and grace and love. The world as we know it has been turned on its ear. The bad becomes good. The wrong becomes right. That's the kind of God we have. He's the God of transformation. He's the God of resurrection. The God of here and now. The God who, in the face of all kinds of death, gives us life. On rocky, hard, thorny ground like us, God casts the seed of grace. And in us now and forever, it blooms into goodness and life. Our cup runneth over. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of grace, you have filled us with your love. Now fill us with your Spirit. Strengthen our faith. Give us the eyes to see you active in our lives with your blessing and love, to see your blessings raining down on us. Then open our hearts to bear one another's burdens, living and giving Christ's word of peace to all your people. Lord, in your mercy. God, our protector. We have never been through anything like this before. Frightened, alone, unsure of the future or when we might get back to more familiar ways of life, we turn in faith and hope to you. Watch over your children. Be with us as we live through these times together. Give us the assurance and hope that come only from you. Lord, in your mercy. God of gentleness, we pray for the sick, the sorrowed, those frightened or alone, asking that you might scatter your grace upon them. Be with any in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. And now, O God of calling and leading, make us instruments of your will. Use our hands as your hands. As we walk through life, help us to see and hear with your heart. May our lives, our words and deeds, fall in tune with your melody of grace. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Your hearts.
We lift
let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. God of the welcome table, in this meal we have feasted on your goodness and have been united by your presence among us. Empower us to go forth sustained by these gifts so that we may share your neighborly love with all. Through Jesus Christ, the giver of abundant life. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. in peace. Serve the Lord.